Second point is that Pastor Wright's error is that he thinks that we haven't moved on since Jim Crow. But will we if we elect Barack Obama president? Is that his second part of his message today? Is, hey, vote for me and we'll get past this racist thing. Let me put it to you a different way. What if Barack Obama does not win the Democratic nomination? Or he does win it and loses in the presidential race against John McCain. Is Black America going to throw their hands up and say, man, you know, I thought we were getting somewhere in this country, but this is just a bunch of racial bigots in this country, and they still hate blacks. And if Barack Obama can't get elected, then we're never going to have anybody that's a black that's going to be elected president. And will there be riots in the streets? I think the answer to that is yes and yes. Regardless, people should vote, obviously, their conscience. I'm interested to see if this story keeps legs going for 5 more weeks until Pennsylvania.
Well, and can I just make a quick comment on, sure, your last point about the riots of African Americans?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that that's the case. I think that that's sort of a bit much to say, oh, if he doesn't get it, we're going to throw up our hands. No, I don't think that's the case. I think we just want to, if he's going to lose, it'd be great if he's just lost by the votes as opposed to a smoke-filled room. But that being said, I do think that Barack still has to roll up his sleeves and get to hitting the ground and campaigning and get back on message. And
I say that because, and forgive me, it's 10, 12 years ago that this happened, 13 years ago. I was outside the Los Angeles County Courthouse on the day the verdict was coming in for O.J. And myself and the media, we were all shuffled together on the sidewalk outside the courthouse. I'm standing right next, in fact, shoved up against Maria Shriver. So we're standing out there, and the police, LAPD, have probably, I'm not exaggerating, 100 police on horseback. Plus, they had barricades up. And the police came over to us. On the other side of the street, there must have been a couple of thousand African Americans. And the police came over to us and they said, if this goes a certain way, we cannot protect you. They were ready to riot if O.J. was found guilty. That's why I go, there's still a mistrust of the system and a certain level of wanting to break things if it doesn't go their way.